It's the Red Tag Sales Event at Jeff Weiler Chevrolet of Columbus. Look for the red tags and unlock unbeatable discounts on new and pre-owned Chevys. 0% APR on select new Chevrolet for well-qualified buyers. From the rugged Silverado to the sleek Malibu, every tag means savings. Financing made easy. We'll pay off your trade no matter what you owe. Stop by Jeff Weiler Chevrolet on Gender Road or shop anytime at jeffweilercolumbus.com. That's jeffweilercolumbus.com.
At Byers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897, built on trust, driven by innovation. And now, buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. Shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys. It's that simple.
Drive home a new 2025 Volkswagen Tiguan for $349 for 36 months with zero due at signing.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVolkswagen.com or visit us by the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends
11/30/25. Like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black. We have a chaotic bi moment of the
chaotic bi moment. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
Black Bi Baddie.
And those who love us.
Hola.
All right. Hello, you are watching and are listening to the Black Bi Reality podcast, a podcast for Black Bi Baddies and those who love us. I am your host, Nicole Weaver, and I am back to recap Survivor 47, and I am so excited. We have a new castaway over here, Tevin Davis from Survivor 46.
Hello. Hi, Nicole. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here and chit-chat and talk about a little Survivor.
Yeah. Last night's episode was messy.
You see, I got a cup. And I also, just in case, I don't go too far. I got to find the right pair. I have a pair of sunglasses around here, just in case. So if we need to go, I'm prepared for all of it.
Absolutely.
I got my mug. I got my sunglasses. We good.
We're good. Wow. Okay. We are in the thick of it. I know I've heard from Couture that the exes are very, it's a lot,
that is triggering for you to put these exes on here like this. That's,
oh no, why?
It's like, we really do get sniped out there. Like, we really are removed from the game, but you don't, I mean, you feel it, but when you see the X on the person's face, it's like, wow.
Yeah, it's dwindling. And, like, the thing is, for me, because now you've been on the show, and you know exactly what Ponderosa is. For me, when you guys say Ponderosa, it's like heaven. Like, I have no... They're just up there in Ponderosa doing whatever they're doing. And then you get maybe some stories from Ponderosa after that, but you still can't imagine it. Like, I'm sorry, not to really re-trigger you, but when Q said, I saw your little footsies under the door, you don't know what kind of pictures, I had of, like...
Nicole.
What kind of doors are out there that you're seeing footsies
carrying
around?
Not doing this. Now, you see, you keep on talking. I'm going to be over here. I don't want anybody coming onto your platform and saying, Tevin, did you see? No, I'm over here.
I'm not going to ask about it, but you don't know what that did to my mind. Because, like I said, Ponderosa is heaven.
I'm far away from it. I'm over here, Nicole. I'm over here.
All right, come back. We have to talk about this episode. So, Teenie is shook for the first time of this season because Teenie was making connections everywhere.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Teenie, protecting Teenie. Teenie did not have a vote.
Yeah.
Teenie was still confident they're not going anywhere, except they did not know their closest Kashan was going to be on the chopping block.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, to bring up such a fallen warrior, you know, who I love, black woman royalty, Asia, for I do feel like it's like a domino effect, and it's unfortunate for Teenie, but Asia was saying, you know, what they needed to do, and because they sniped Asia out of the game, and Teenie didn't vote for Asia technically, but because of how that went, it just feels like because Asia's gone, now Teenie and Kashan were both susceptible, but now it's just Teenie, and now you find yourself on the bottom of established things because there was that switch and Asia went home. So it's unfortunate. One person gone can change your whole game.
Yes, it can. And that comes back around later on. Yeah, things have gone out of control for Teenie, but it's so interesting, like what happens here. Teenie says what you're supposed to say. Oh, I feel freed. You cut my closest ally, but somehow I feel so free to come to
Right.
you.
I'm like, I don't know. You feel a little exposed to me. I don't know about free. You might be free to be picked, free to be picked.
Exactly. Rome's just like being sassy Rome. It was like, you just didn't tell me anything. To be fair, Teenie's also like, I didn't have a vote to change anything. So
Right.
I
But I'm
couldn't.
also like, this is kind of because the other thing that I thought was strange about like Rome never kind of got mad at Teenie because Teenie showed Kashan Rome's box
I
like a
know.
long time ago. So I'm like, the fact that Rome has trusted Teenie this far has been
I
shocking
know.
to me anyway. Because if you show somebody my box that has my almost idol in it, you're going home immediate.
Dead to me. Dead to me. But he's had that energy still for Asia instead. It's confusing. So he has that bed that he can lie in. Genevieve is cool as a cucumber. Oh my God. Everything that's coming out of her mouth is like, Jules, Jules, like write it in a playbook.
I'm telling you, the scales be tipping. I mean, I didn't know that's what the episode was called until I rewatched it because I had to rewatch it because last night at the event, I cannot synthesize information when I'm surrounded by a lot of like chaos. Not that the
Yeah.
event was chaos, but it just was so many people laughing and talking and commenting. I need to like be private so I can really absorb what's going on. And so I didn't know that that was the title of the episode until I rewatched it on my TV. And I was like, oh, it's literally called The Scales Be Tipping. And it was just such a good line. And I love seeing her come up because she was a little purpled in the beginning. But to watch her kind of evolve is a very interesting thing. She is very, very witty and she has a great strategic acumen.
Absolutely. I forget what her job is. I need to look it up because it's like, why are you so good?
Oh, she's a corporate lawyer. It's
Oh.
always the lawyers. You just had Couture on here. It's always the lawyers. They'll get you every time.
Okay. That's wild. So
Yep.
Genevieve, she's telling Teenie, like, you're not on the bottom because Teenie's like, I'm on the bottom. This is the power structure that Genevieve has. Obviously, she's big dog, but she's not saying that. She said, it's us two up here because the boys don't want to work with each other. They want to work with us.
Right.
I don't think that's quite true. Genevieve is absolutely at the top. Then it's Rome and Teenie on like separate sides that she's just holding together. And Saul is just drifting on the bottom, unfortunately.
Poor thing. And you know about so I two things about that is if I was Teenie, I might would have questioned Genevieve when she told me that you and I are in the middle and then Rome and Saul are on the bottom. We know that. And so my question would have been, so who's at the top? Like is nobody if you're in the middle, that insinuates that there's somebody else up there. So I would have questioned like, what are you referring to? And then the second thing is it's interesting to me that Saul even believes what Rome says based on their relationship. So I would he his confessional made it seem like he bought into it, like, well, I don't know what's going on. Rome knows everything. But I might would have been, which is good, I guess he got it right, but I would have been skeptical about what Rome is telling me and why, because you've been trying to get me out. You basically bullied me in the last the last episode, you know, following me around. So I was like, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, at the end of it, like, I think at this point, Saul can recognize he doesn't even have any thing to tell himself, and Rome just is going, and Rome was emotional. Rome was emotional this episode. So he was just spilling his guts to this guy he doesn't even like, and I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Right.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, that when they were together, spilled about the three-way amulet. He's like, yeah, I'm not in this game. And then, but Rome also told him, Genevieve said that she doesn't want to work with Saul. She prefers Teenie. And I get now Rome it makes sense. It's like, if Genevieve wants Teeny, then you should go Saul. that's too close. That's too close for me. But this was a chaotic way to go about that.
Very chaotic. The whole thing is just so all over the place. The whole tribe's dynamic, like everything about it is just so all over the place. And I just feel like I root for everybody black. I'm always rooting for everybody yes. black all the time. Mm-hmm. It is difficult with the erraticness of Rome for me to follow his trajectory in a way that's like, yeah, go do it. It's hard for me and the specific kind of gameplay that I liken myself to. So it's mm-hmm. difficult, but I'm trying.
Well, just to remind you, at the end of this, we both have to pick a beautiful black moment of the episode. So,
right, I'm
ready. We got a task ahead of us.
We have a task. We're gonna get there. It's a slow journey, but we're gonna get there. If I need my glasses, I have them.
All right, good. Now we got a first ever twist for Survivor. We are at three tribes. You are going to do a Randall scramble, and two tribes will be competing in this reward challenge. What did you think of this twist?
At first, and I'm trying to remember back to our season, because I guess the challenge that we did where me and Maria were the last two standing on that like platform, and mm-hmm. that we did kind of the same thing. We drew rocks, we separated into two tribes, and then one tribe got to go eat. The other tribe had to go back to camp, and then we did a double tribal elimination. So we did something similar, but not in a way that before the merge, you get to build bonds with people on the other side, kind of mm-hmm. like a pre-merge, which I thought was very, very interesting. So I kind of liked it. And I think it also kind of gave the fans a little bit, because the fans always say, like, we are tired of the three tribe format. And though it's only yeah. for a second, it was nice to see a separation of, like, three tribes, they're not competing. Somebody's going to win. Somebody's going to lose. Like, it broke it up and was like, okay, different people. People who may not have won before or not have won as much. And so I thought it was a great, great twist.
For sure. I like that. Yeah, we've had a trip. We've had some other little situations where people across tribes can come together. I do feel like I equally know all these tribes. Like, I loved it, but it's going to be kind of interesting because I'm still not sure if I can actually predict what will happen at Merge. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do have a winner pick, but yes. I do think that it is so, the way that it's being edited is like, it could be anybody's game because it's up and down. People that are in power switch to the bottom. Those are at the bottom. They end up at the top in some strange way, which we'll get to later when we talk about probably Andy and like what that means. But it's pretty crazy. I think Katura said this in your episode last week. Like, it's pretty balanced. It's I know the dynamics on each tribe. I know who's working with who, who's trying not to, who doesn't like who. I know it all. And I feel like for 46, you might not have known what the actual dynamics of Nami was. You might not have known exactly what the dynamics of Seagull was, but you knew where Yanu stood all the time. So it's refreshing to see for 47.
Yeah, I really liked this. The yellow, so they do a course. The one thing that I was like, I do want to see kind of what the castaways on each team, how they're working together, if there's any bonding moments. But I'll just say, I think Kyle got a lot of points during this challenge because he's the one who climbs the ladder and everything.
Yeah.
And at the end, they're like, do we take this ladder? Do we stop it here? And Kyle says, drop it. And they do. And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Kyle's kind of working it out. I'm like, all right, Kyle. Mm-hmm. All right.
Our vegetarian is killing it. So, I felt so bad for him. I was like, get him a vegetarian hot dog.
Listen, he not Liz, though. He can at least eat other things.
That's Liz, true.
Yeah, Liz can't have air without breaking out. So, like, pull thing.
Pull thing. So, yellow wins. That is Sue, Kyle, Teeny, Sam, Rachel, and Caroline. And that means they get to go to the sanctuary. They have hot dogs. Teeny tried to, like, make this sound terrible. There were no condiments. There was no potato salad.
I'm so glad you said that. I literally wrote that down, and I said, potato salad? First of all, see, this is how you know they would never have caught a black person on the screen saying that ever. I would never want whoever made this food to make me potato salad. First of all, I need to know who made the potato salad, or if it's macaroni and cheese, I don't want it because I'm quite certain they didn't put their foot in it. So it was so funny. Tini was like, they didn't have potato salad. I was like, I wouldn't want the potato salad anyway. No.
Maybe some chips in a bag.
Maybe some chips, maybe a crinkle fry, but not a potato salad. Any other version of a potato, but not potato salad.
It's so funny to think about. But yeah, this group is chatting away. They get to know each other. And so Rachel and Sam.
It's the Red Tag sales event at Jeff Weiler Chevrolet of Columbus. Look for the red tags and unlock unbeatable discounts on new and pre-owned Chevys. 0% APR on select new Chevrolet for well-qualified buyers. From the rugged Silverado to the sleek Malibu, every tag means savings. Financing made easy. We'll pay off your trade no matter what you owe. Stop by Jeff Weiler Chevrolet on Gender Road or shop anytime at jeffweilercolumbus.com. That's jeffweilercolumbus.com.
They were kind of annoying. They're comparing their what they gave to everyone else. They were like, oh, we're kumbaya.
Right.
Now all together. Everyone else is like Sierra and Sam.
Right. They clocked it immediately. They're like, yeah, we heard, yeah, Sierra and Sam running it. And I was like, well, oops, heard it through the grapevine.
But I just want to know, what are they doing? Because they got to it so quickly. At first, when they asked if they were going to have a showmance, that could have just been based on looks. They just looked over, they're like, they look like they go together. But then, is it during the challenge that they're, like, leading the pack and it's obvious? Like, they're at the mat, but I don't think they talk more than anyone else on the mat. I'm like, what are you doing that's giving that message to everyone else?
Something's got, it was Annika. Annika went on that. I think that's what tipped it off. I think that they are heightened. Like when you walk into any situation and you have an idea about something, you perceive everything through that lens. And so when Annika set it off of like Sierra and Sam, and I think that happened on the journey. I think that just ignited it and it's just been spreading kind of rapidly. But was it which challenge this episode, I think that you're referring to, when they were definitely like throwing the sandbags at the puzzle, like both of them were doing it. And I was like, why are y'all are not mitigating your threat levels? Like y'all need to be separated, not talking, like y'all need to break this up. But it's very evident in situations like that it's y'all two working cohesively together and very good together.
Yeah. It must be. It's so ridiculous, but what else is Sam gonna say? We'll talk more about Sam. For the others, they say that Tini says that they're on the bottom, and Caroline, I noted Caroline, because she went on that trip, and she went back with her vote, even though she didn't have tribal. Right. And she knows she's safe. So here, Tini's talking about, oh, I lost my vote, I lost my closest ally. She just eating that hot dog, eating away. No care in the world. Just licking her fingers. Caroline, you don't even feel a little bad.
I really think Caroline should have lost their vote. Or Andy. Like, Tini was going to tribal that night, and Tini should have been the one person that got the vote. Y'all aren't going to tribal tonight, but I am. So I need my vote tonight. And I think Caroline was about to say it. They though, at least that's how they edited it. She was about to say it, and then Tini cut her off. So I wonder if Tini had waited one more second, had it been different. But yeah, no. Caroline was like, this hot dog is good and juicy to me.
Ridiculous. Tini is so nice.
No, Caroline was like, I don't need no potato salad. I don't need mustard and ketchup. This hot dog is giving it all.
Now, Tiana throws out Gabe, which it was making me think of Gabler, but this was smoother than that. But all of a sudden, you get around these new people, and you're singing like a canary. And she said, Gabe's always out looking for idols. He played an idol. They have Sam going, idol was played, as he has an idol.
Correct. He's acting. He is acting.
An actor.
That's correct. You know, I value an actor. I do value an actor.
You do, you do. So, and then Kyle backed it up because Kyle's also like, we're on the outs. We have to work together. But I can't believe Kyle didn't get a lot of blowback on that.
No,
Like
just yeah, and
Deanna.
I think just because Sue was just so like you brought it up first, like you were the initiator of it, and but it's like what do you have to do something, otherwise you just go, you eat and you get no information. So I can commend Tiana for wanting to be like, listen, if we're gonna be here, let's go ahead and shake the table up, because what happened for our merge during 46, we sat there and we talked for a little bit, and like nobody was really bringing up a name until Tim was like, all right, so this was going on. So and so was on the bottom, and like we jumped into it like that. Like we could do Mo tonight, and that's how it kind of took off from there. So I commend her for that. But also, when you are meeting these people, you just got to be wary about what you say and how you say it. And I think that there's something to trying to get somebody else to say it. Like she just kind of came out brazen, bold with it. Like, listen, Gabe, this is what it is. But I think inching into it, making sure everyone else is also saying something. But you have like Sam. And you know, Sierra, they're not really giving anything up. I mean, Sam and Rachel not giving anything up. So I would have been a little bit more cautious in that moment to give as much as she did.
Yeah, I just wish she didn't say in front of Sue. Like, take
That's
someone
it.
else to go over to Cornhole and do that. But she did it right in front of Sue, and Sue was like, I am not liking this. So that was mostly it. Well, Teeny Rachel and Caroline, they're talking while the others are playing Cornhole. And Caroline's smart.
Caroline is
She
smart.
says, Sue is my girl. I like Teeny. So, and she already knew Teeny from the last trip. So, and I just want to know what Caroline said. If I ever talk to her, I'll be like, girl, what did you say? Because that didn't make any sense.
Did you say, Caroline? I can just see you asking her that. Caroline, I'm sorry. Hi, I'm Nicole. What did you say?
I really just need to be diving into those questions.
I was hoping that Jeff or somebody was going to put like an idol or a clue or an advantage in the cornhole, like under the board, like inside of one of the sandbags, like you could feel it and then maybe find a way to get it out. Like something with the cornhole that would have been an advantage. It just felt too obviously like. I don't know. It felt too good to be true. And so I don't know if there was nothing or they just didn't find it and they didn't show it or what. But I think they would have shown that they missed it maybe. But I was hoping that something was going to be there.
Yeah, I wonder how often that happens that they put something there and no one found it. But I also didn't think of that. Now, back at these tribes, the only thing really is like we already talked about Rome trying to spill the beans. Now, something that Teeny does, and they do it multiple times this episodes, and I still love it because again, they have that face. They have that
Yes.
face.
Cute. Just such a cute little thing.
And when someone is telling something to them, they're just like, can we be real? Is this real? And
Yes.
it's like
Yep.
then turning it on us, you can't lie to my cherub face. Don't lie to your child like this. And I'm like, I wonder if that's also working on these people. They are telling the truth to Teeny
They are.
already, but if they I want someone to lie to Teeny and just see how much that look and question works.
Listen, Teeny is definitely like puppy dog eyes are like out there. Like, just be real with, like, be real with me. Like, is it was my name? And it is, like you say, it is working. So it is. They are playing. All I can really say that every single person out there is playing. They're playing, like doing what they got to do and strategizing in the way that is authentic to them. Which is, I love why the show is like play authentically as yourself. Like it is so important, and I think people feel like it becomes a cliche. But the power in it is that when you learn how to be yourself, you find strategic ways to get through the game that is authentic to you. And it may be something no one's ever done before because only you can do that thing. Teeny is using the power of this space, and like that is something specific to, you know, them and what they can utilize. So, you know, it might be a little bit dramatized, but you pull it from your stuff that you have already. So I love it.
I love it. And Genevieve called Rome naughty. And you know what happened the last time a boy was naughty around Miss Genevieve? Miss Genevieve.
Big mistake. Big mistake.
Out. So how much longer do we think Rome has?
I don't know how long the actual city took before it fell, but I do believe that Rome, the Roman Empire, is about to collapse any day, and I think that it's going to be almost immediately after merge, because once people have another, right now he had like a lot of power in the beginning, so they couldn't step against him, and now he's kind of like, I think they're using him as a kind of like power shield right now, but once they get to merge and they forge, which they already are starting, other alliances with other people, Rome is no longer valuable to them, and there's other threats that they can hide behind that aren't as chaotic. So I think that Rome's expiration date is very soon, very soon upon us.
I think so too. Yeah, this is going to be very interesting. I was like, oh, he's not long for this now. But I'm like, also, Saul, you're the one person that I'm like, work a little bit harder outside of the challenges. Please.
Yeah.
Get talking. Get some deals, because he's the only one that's lagging behind. The challenge that we had for this, well, first of all, at the beginning of this challenge, these people got these chickens. Then are complaining about the chickens. They get the chickens. They bring it back. Jeff is like, what is this? I gave you gold. He started breaking down finances. I hope those got some financial literacy classes. He said, you've got three chickens that will have you return on that investment. Okay? For the rest of this, you want to give them back for how many eggs? 24. We started at 24. He said, mm-mm. Because I am doing this express. Slicing the price. I was like, I am gagged over this negotiation.
Gooped and gagged. And I guess people do put eggs on. I think so. I know a couple people that have eggs on the counter. We put them in the refrigerator, so I don't know how long eggs last out. I think you have to eat them kind of immediate if they're not refrigerated. But maybe that's not true.
It's really an American thing. Our food is just that disgusting.
So they should be left out warm. They'd be okay that way.
They could be on the shelf. They had them on the shelf in the grocery stores. They're not in the refrigerated section.
So okay, so my thing is, like, they want it now, but you all have also eaten. Like, y'all have gotten a lot of, which is shocking to me, because we fought hard to get like things. We got like some sweets at one point, but we didn't get food until the merge. So the fact that y'all have chickens and y'all have done this pre-merge sanctuary trip, like, y'all are getting so much stuff, and for them to be like, you know, we're so hungry, we have to get these, you know, eggs so we can eat now instead of letting the chickens hatch. You have food for the rest of the game. You will never be hungry, but it may not always give you 13 chickens in a day. I mean, 13 eggs in a day. You might get two eggs, but that's just what it is.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but Ghana is being real silly. There's some silly, silly castaways in Ghana. And it's so entertaining, but it's like, that's the decision we're making. So they are going to get 18 eggs at the end of this. They do the competition. Now, Andy is starting this off. You have to take this blade and cut this rope. He starts sawing. Wrong side. Gotta cut the music. Start it again. He starts. Why? How did he think the hip motion was gonna help if his hands, not his hips, are on the stick? I was like, what is this bisexual doing?
It was a lot. It was a lot to witness and watch, and I was like, Survivor is messy for cutting that music off and showing us that moment, right? They could have showed us any other part of the challenge, but they knew what they was doing. I don't know what he thought he was doing. I don't know, but that was pure chaos.
He did it for so long. The other tribes were like almost 2 steps ahead, and Sam's just sitting there, just staring at it. Everyone's leaning in, and then it finally happens. I was like, oh my God. He completely lost that challenge for them, and how he turned that into gold later. Oh my God.
He's playing. And I don't understand why because I would think that you would want to get rid of the person, because that's not the first or the second time that Andy has made them like lose or almost lose, because he has been the hiccup or the holdup. So at some point, like, y'all, I don't know if they're trying to use him as a, you know, they're trying to use him as a, you know, a shield in a way, but like, if y'all keep going to tribal, y'all are gonna go home, and he's not gonna be a shield for you because you're home. So you have to win so you can make it to the merge to use him. But if he's making you lose, then
it's the Red Tag sales event at Jeff Weiler Chevrolet of Columbus. Look for the red tags and unlock unbeatable discounts on new and pre-owned Chevys. 0% APR on select new Chevrolet for well-qualified buyers. From the rugged Silverado to the sleek Malibu, every tag means savings. Financing made easy. We'll pay off your trade no matter what you owe. Stop by Jeff Weiler Chevrolet on Gender Road or shop anytime at jeffweilercolumbus.com. That's jeffweilercolumbus.com.
You need to get rid of him, not keep him, but Rome and Sam, and Andy are like protected by the survivor gods. They do crazy stuff that does not make sense, and they get to stay and live another day and get power in the game.
Yeah. Well, for Andy, I think a lot of what he's doing does make sense. Not the hip action. But the social thing, I'm like, he is doing really well. So, yeah, he loses that thing. That was wild. And then that means they get the eggs but don't have Flint. It's comedy. I can't write this. I dream of writing the irony of such into a story. What do you mean that they have all them eggs and nothing to cook it with?
I mean, same thing happened in 46 when Yanu won the fish. That was the one challenge that Nami lost for the reward, and they got all this fish, but they traded it to get the flint because they can't cook it anyway. So it is it's crazy that as soon as you get the thing that you're looking for, you don't have the other thing to, you don't have the, it's so crazy. But I would have thought they would have left some embers burning, like at the camp, back at camp. Like,
yeah,
you would have covered it up in a way where you could like pull it apart and like find it. All you need is one little ember and put some tinder on it and like get that thing back up. So I guess they won't. I don't know.
They said that was their one morning they didn't leave a fire. So, like I'm saying, silly. We are being very, very silly. But Andy, he's like, I am not dumb, though. I am getting to work. And, like, what I think, my theory, and I'll ask you what your theory of why they went Andy. I think they went Andy over, like, trying to make it work with the girls. Or Sierra, I guess I should say. I don't know. For me, I think what Andy provides to Sam is like boosting his ego. Like, Sam is feeling so good next to Andy. So good.
Yeah. Yeah, he it's the one person that Sam can truly manipulate, or thinks he can manipulate, because I think Andy, and I said this on Rob's podcast that I did last a couple weeks ago, whatever, I clocked it on episode 1. I said Andy's on the bottom and they're showing him how dilapidated he is, but they're going to show how he changes later. Like, he's going to have a massive transformation and he's going to run the game, and I think that Andy makes it to the final three. That's my hunch. I think Andy gets to the final. How many votes he get, I don't know, but I think Andy does make it to the final three. But I never believed that Sierra was in with the girls at no point. I just felt like that was something she said just to kind of throw the attention away from her and Sam. But her and Sam kind of are bickering now, so he knows he can't control Sierra because she's very firm in what she believes in, which I love. He was fighting with Annika over, you know, the mathematical and scientific way to put up a clothing line made out of vines. And him and Rachel are okay, but I think Andy is the one person he feels that he can get information from that it's completely accurate or hopefully accurate, and that he can you know, use him to his benefit. So really giving himself a guaranteed extra vote in wherever he's at.
I agree. But I don't get a lot of Andy talking about how he views Sam. Like, I think that's a question. I'm like, is he going around saying, oh, he's my meat shield, or he doesn't even know I'm doing this? They're not showing that, but they're showing that Andy is sneaky. Right. And it's really one-sided. So I'm just like, I feel like Sam's absolutely going to fall hard to, like, a sacrificial thing for Andy's game.
I also think that that's definitely going to happen. And because Andy now, because of how feeble he has been this whole time, people are looking at him like, I mean, and he's awful at the challenges. He said it. He's like, I'm not that good at the challenges. So he has taken his physical threat level all the way to zero. And so Sam is the very obvious person. And I wonder if, you know, Sierra turns on Sam too, because one of them is going to have to decide. I don't think that they're ever going to get away from the theories that those two are working mm-hmm. together and that they are connected and possibly dating. Like, they're never going to get away from that. So I think Sierra is going to have to make a decision, and it's going to hurt. But I think Sierra gets rid of Sam also very soon.
Ooh, interesting. I mean, she isn't happy with this pick, but she still made it. Oh, man. Maybe she has hope that she could still manipulate Sam and get him back on board. But yeah, they're doing a terrible job at, like, trying to hide any connection here. So I don't know what's the plan. And we don't get enough of Rachel. Kind of the same thing as Saul.
Yeah, I agree with that. I do. What it seems like from the edit, and whenever I talk about this stuff, I always like to, I didn't say it at the beginning, but, like, I like to talk about things through the guise of, like, I'm watching this edited platform, because now that I've played, I know that there is so much that is not expounded on from the player's perspective, because we were there. And so I don't know, you know, she could be playing, you know, hell of a game. But from what I've seen from this edited program is, like, it does feel like she's just kind of maybe saying a couple things here, a couple things there, but she's kind of being dragged along into a couple situations. I haven't seen anything necessarily monumental, but I'm rooting for Rachel hard because mm-hmm. she was our alternate for our season. So I'm rooting for her super hard.
Yeah. I can only hope maybe she becomes a bigger character during the merge. I remember still that Andy really wanted to, like, work with her. He was drawn to her, and then that got exploded. So I don't know where that relationship is. I know she'll probably forever be like, I can't trust this guy. So
yeah.
And Andy might feel it. Maybe that's why he's not pursuing, or if he chooses not to pursue trying to make things work with Rachel, maybe that's that. But why do you think Sierra went with Sam over the girls?
Who can even say? I'm so glad you put these pictures up, by the way, because it's so much information, and I'm like, I need a visual representation of, like, who's on this tribe. So I don't know. I feel like it was just comforting, like, I think she just feels comfortable right now. She hasn't, because I do believe that she's going to have to turn on Sam, but right now, I don't think that's in her purview. And I think that she was trying to figure out a way forward that was going to be good for her game, because it's a numbers game. Always, we always say that. And so I think that she wanted to preserve her numbers by going with people she knew she could trust, which is Sam at this moment. Mm-hmm. And I guess Andy, because she knows that Andy is connected to Sam. And so she felt more comfortable that way. And like I said earlier, I don't think she was ever all in with the Girls Alliance, and it was just a cover story. So I don't think that she actually feels safe over there with those two at all. And if Rachel, if what they're showing is accurate, then she doesn't probably think that Rachel has the that prowess that she's mm-hmm. looking for. Because Sierra is a very strategic, you know, player. And so I think she wants to be surrounded by very strategic people. And unfortunately for her, because of the optics, that's Sam.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very interesting, because I also wonder what kind of, like, that rumor being in the game, how that then affects your mindset. Because it could be flattering. It could be flattering for all these people to also be like, oh, those two are, like, killing it. We got to watch out for them. So even though it's not smart to stick in that dynamic, again, it boosts the ego and confidence. Of course you're going to go with this person all the way down the road. So
mm-hmm.
Oh man, we went to tribal. Ugh. We're all talking about who's the we? Or is it just me? Andy's like, it's just me. I did actually skip Andy's scheming though before this, so I should say that. He's like, oh, begging the girls and Annika and Rachel. I just want to be with someone, please. And then they come up with a plan, bring it to him. He claims he already knew they were going to do that. I don't know. I was just like, this is so messy.
But he was Andy. I was like, I don't know what the order of operations was. I don't know what the edit did, and if it did exactly happen that way, it seemed like that's what happened. But if Andy orchestrated that and was like, this is exactly what y'all gonna do, and then they did it exactly that way, and then he responded to it and made like that is brilliant. And not one for like it is just so brilliant, and it's amazing to watch this player that we thought was gonna give up day one be here and be like, I'm playing. Now what I thought was that he started running his mouth a bit too much at tribal, which, you know, leaning that way, like it worked out, but I don't know if it works out after tribal. Like when they get back home, I think Sierra and Sam are gonna have a lot of questions for Andy, and probably Rachel, everyone I think will have questions for him. I would.
Oh, what kind of questions?
Like he said things like, you know, I'm trying to, you know, get my place in the game and like be a part of this thing and like saying things that made it seem like he was more social than he is. Like I think right now people think that they're just dragging him along as like a little goat and he's playing that like, I'll give you my shot in the dark, I'll give you my this, I'll give you my that. But as soon as you're at tribal now, all of a sudden you're no longer like, I'm on the bottom, I don't know what to do, and you're like, listen, I'm a great social player and I'm trying to prove to everyone that I can actually play this game. And when he started talking in that vein, I was like, oh, Andy, don't blow your cover right now. And then they did, I think, foreshadow what may come soon because they zoomed in and played like that daunting music on like Rachel's face for a moment, and then they showed Sam's, and I think they all were in their brains like, okay, so I'd be asking Andy like, so Andy, what did you have to do with this? I don't even know what I'd ask him, but I just know I'd have questions.
Ah, see, I didn't even pick up on that, but that's true. He was talking a lot, and it played into the edit that they gave him because he was so confident. So that makes perfect sense. Yeah, when they get to tribal, they're talking about the Wii, and he's talking about going to work and everything. And everyone else is like, well, I feel like we're in the Wii. And they vote Annika. You saw so many stages of processing.
Oh my God.
So many stages. Because first, she's like, you're kidding me, guys.
Right.
Which is like as if you said it over a board game, but now
Right.
it's $1 million. Like, it just start, and then she's trying to accept it. She says, okay. She gets up, she starts, and then she stops. She's starting to ask, were you doing this? And of course, Rachel's like, no. And then this was so interesting because she asked, who owns this? Sam
Yep.
immediately puts his hand up. For
Yep.
what? Andy says, it was the three of us. But then he has the smuggest.
Yep. Yep.
I'm just like, this is why Andy is still outplaying Sam by a hair, because he at least knows enough to not have to take the heat for what? She's leaving.
I think I Sam, that was like Sam trying to stick it to her because her Sam and Annika were not vibing at
That's
all. And so
true.
he when she asked that, he wanted to be like, it seemed like he wanted to be like, it was me, I did it. Like all that bickering and arguing, I told you I'd get you're gone. So it did kind of feel like that to me. But again, Andy in that moment when he was saying like it was the three of us, I was like, Andy, please be quiet. Just let Sam take it. Like he is putting himself a bit too far in the spotlight, and it might be okay right now that no one recognizes it, but at some point people are gonna think back and go, wait, didn't Andy say, and then now you're screwed.
Yeah, that's so true. Oh, I actually forgot about the Sam and Annika stuff. That makes her tears a little bit even more. Oh, this was devastating. So she goes over to put her torch down, and then she like looks back. Andy doing this awkward wave and smile, and Annika said, "Nah," walked out. I know she was pissed. She said, "I can't stand in this spot right here for any longer before I lose it on national television. Let me go. Let me go.
I want a psychologist to break down her thought process. Like, I want them to go through and to show what the brain was doing in that moment, because it is really like a poetic drama. Like, it's a whole one-act play, like, that she did. And it was like, it had journey and ups and downs. And yeah, it's difficult to accept the fact that people are waving and smiling and being like, "We love you so much," when they just voted you off. And it's like,
it's the Red Tag sales event at Jeff Weiler Chevrolet of Columbus. Look for the red tags and unlock unbeatable discounts on new and pre-owned Chevys. 0% APR on select new Chevrolet for well-qualified buyers. From the rugged Silverado to the sleek Malibu, every tag means savings. Financing made easy. We'll pay off your trade no matter what you owe. Stop by Jeff Weiler Chevrolet on Gender Road or shop anytime at jeffweilercolumbus.com. That's jeffweilercolumbus.com.
It's not like we're playing, you know, Catan or like dominoes or Uno. Like you said, it's $1 million. And so it's hard to accept, "I love you." And she very much rejected it. Some people are like, "Oh, I love y'all. See you. Good game." She was like, "Yeah, nah.
This is going to take some time."
Yeah, especially blindsides are never fun at all. But I think I was just lucky, because when my blindside happened, I was just kind of like, okay, like, on to the next thing. Like, I was able to synthesize it and, like, go on from it, but not everybody is built the same. And so, yeah, her emotion was so vulnerable, but also very, I don't know, it kind of sounds weird to say it like this, but it was beautiful to watch someone be so open with their emotions in that way, in that moment.
For sure. It was so honest. Even in the post when she has to sit there and do this interview, she said, "You're going to get these tears. You're going to get these tears." She's like, "I am shook right now. Shook. I thought I was good to go with the women."
Yeah. Yeah. The big word that starts with a D, and it like crushed me, because I was hoping she said something that was like that brought her back up at the end, but she said, "I'm devastated." And that was the last thing you heard before the episode swiped off and it was gone. And I was like, "Oh, that's such a rough ending."
It is. It is rough. Oh, but Annika, you were doing so well, and you were always right. I don't think Sam was ever right about anything when you guys were arguing.
I'm giving Annika a hand clap, because, listen, it is hard to play that game. And no matter where you go, whether you are first boot or you make it all the way to the end, everybody has a piece to play in the story. And I'm proud of the game that she played. And I wish she would have stayed longer. Unfortunately, her torch got snuffed. But Annika, if you ever see this, you are cemented in the cosmos of, you know, Survivor forever. And nobody can ever take that away from you. So you should be very proud. And keep devastating the rest of us with the beauty, because that is always going to devastate us.
Yes, yes. Yes, it was good. It was good. I wish we got more of her. Now, oh my goodness, where does this leave us? I do have to mention, because I didn't go back to Taku, but when they returned, Tiana got outed for that lie. The one thing I guess I wanted to note is that Gabe does know that it was a lie, because he double checked with Sue. He was checking with everybody about this story. And he's like, "Oh, she's still lying to me." I hate that Tiana had to apologize to men twice.
I also hate that. I'm like, I would have never apologized. I would have been like, "Those things happened, and I told him. We're not working." Like, at no point have you and me, I don't remember, I don't think that it's happened. I'm trying to remember everything that I've seen. It's so much. But I don't think at any point they came up and were like, "Listen, we the squad. Like, it's us." Them two by themselves. So, I mean, it just kind of is what it is.
Yeah. Now, Caroline apparently is holding that beach together because she said, I am trying to keep all of us together because when we get to this merge and if we have five people, we can run this thing. She is looking long term, and everyone is kind of doing what she says. She apologized. He even knew she was forced to apologize. They're leaning in into Caroline's our mother. She
That's
looks
it.
16. She looks like a teenage mother on that beach.
Carol, she's keeping it together, and I don't. Yeah, I don't know. So Tiana is my winner pick. To be clear, Tiana's my winner pick. I've felt it since day one. I don't. It's just I just feel that it's gonna happen, and but I can see why Gabe, because Hunter didn't tell me. So I respect Sue going to Gabe being like, "You're my number one. They said your name. You need to go handle that," because that was not done to me on my season. And that was the day that I went home. Like, Hunter was trying to save me by running around to everyone else, but he never came to me and said, "Listen, your name is around," so that I could like find the source, go to Liz, or like figure it out. And so I valued Sue for doing that, and that's what you want in the game. But selfishly, because Tiana's my winner pick, I'm like, Gabe, I'm gonna need you to back up, calm down, brush the curls out, and go take a nap, because do not mess with Tiana. Then he said he wants to crush her survivor dream. I was ready to like.
I feel the same way. I am so rooting for her. And yes, Gabe is a lot. I'm like, every time he does something against her, I just think you were kicked out of your first alliance. I will not forget. So we need to be very careful, Gabe, because it was Tiana who replaced you.
That's it. And do you know what? This is why I think she's gonna win the game. I think that that moment of her, I wish she didn't have to apologize, but I think that that moment of her apologizing is about to transition her game to somewhere else. She's about to like be reborn out of the ashes, because I think she's gonna realize, you know what? I'm not doing that no more. I think I might have overstepped. I think I might have said too much at the social gathering. And let me figure out how to rework this. And I think when she gets to merge, she's stunning to boot. She is beautiful. She is witty. She is intelligent. And I think that she is going to utilize all that she authentically is and has. And I think she's gonna charm those people, like kind of like D. Like anything comes out of her mouth, once she figures out exactly what to say, I think she's gonna use that tongue, and it's going to whip everybody out of her way, and she's going straight to the end for a million.
I hope so. That was, I'm sold. I'm sold. Where do I put my money down? I want that storytelling. Yeah, I really hope so. So we'll see. But it's very much on Tuku that Gabe versus Tiana. So I would assume the next time they go to tribal, that's what they're gonna say. That's on the line. So, yeah. Now, I already called my chaotic bi moment of the episode Andy sawing that rope with them hips. He got to work. What is your chaotic bi moment of the
Oh,
episode?
my chaotic my moment. That would have to be mine, but I have to pick another one. So I'm trying to think of like what else happened that was like. I honestly.
His line, I have been burying you for the past 10 days. Here's your headstone. I said this.
That had left my brain for a minute, and you just brought it back to me, very much Celine Dion. It is all coming back to me now. That was a crazy statement. I
Wild.
was like, Andy, what?
And I feel like when he did the whole to her, she felt that energy. She said, nah, I rebuke that.
Here is your headstone.
Headstone.
That was crazy. That was such a messy moment.
The bob is too strong. That bob is too strong. Just forever.
I gotta blow my bangs out the way.
Yes.
Move my bangs. It's so messy. It's just so messy.
What is your beautiful black moment of the episode?
Well, you only have a finite amount of choices.
Yes, we do.
Finite amount of people, finite amount of choices. I honestly think, and I hate that she had to do it. I hate that she had to apologize. But there was something beautiful in Tiana going up and just being like, you know what, let me just go do, because first of all, like, black woman, and I think that this is right. I think that Tiana identifies as black. I think that her father is. I mm-hmm. think that that's correct. That is right. Okay. Yeah. So, black women often have to, you know, shoulder having to coddle the world and in the way in which they have to, like, be the nurturers and like the I'm sorry sayers and like all these things, but like they do it with such grace and like and so I think. It was beautiful for her to be like, you know what? Nah, I ain't going over there, which I kind of wish you would have done. But it was, yeah. If I had to pick a beautiful moment, it was nice to watch her go and be like, you know what? I'm sorry. She still lied a little bit, which she was still kind of playing. But she was like, I'm sorry. I said this. It's what it is. My heart and my soul, I apologize. So I thought that that was pretty beautiful.
It was beautiful. She's gonna go far. Ugh, yeah. I'm still thinking of the story you gave me, and I'm gonna be like, that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
All right. My beautiful black moment is gonna be Rome. He hits a low point, you know, causes some mess, but when he gets back to that mat and they win, so they don't have to go to tribal. He is boo-hooing, barely can get the words out, but he says, it's like you always say, Jeff, like, never give up. And usually, I'm not going to lie, because I'd be a hater, and I'd be like, I don't like that messaging. Sometimes you should quit. But when Rome was crying boo-hoo, I was like, I actually felt it. I feel motivated. Maybe I can.
That was definitely a beautiful moment. It was hard. I think rewatching it, I felt it on the second time. The first time through, I felt a bit abrasive at his tears just because of how messy he's been to others throughout the game. And I felt less sympathy for his low points because of how he has been so nonchalantly kind of dropping dookie, for lack of, you know, not saying the profanity, dropping dookie on others around him in such a strong way. So when I watched it the second time, I can definitely align myself with it. Was a beautiful moment, but it was hard at first. It was hard.
Yes. It was just a very different side of him.
Yeah.
So that's all for this episode, unless you have any other thoughts.
No, I thought it was a great episode. I think each episode gets better and better, and I really mm-hmm. just cannot wait till we get to the merge. I want to see these people play hard. Like, it's it's not anybody's game, it's Tiana's game, but it's anyone's desire to want to win but lose to Tiana is my thought. Yeah. So, it'll be fun to watch them lose to her.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see the payoff of all these pre-merge interactions. I'm so excited, and I hope Saul finds his way somewhere. Now, Tevin, where can people follow you?
Oh, I love a plug. Yes, you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at tevin.m.davis. Again, that is tevin.m.davis for all things Tevin. The TikTok is more for all things Kamala. So if you want to see my Kamala Harris impersonations, you can go watch those over there. You didn't know I did that, Nicole?
No.
I've been doing it for maybe a month and a half, maybe 2 months at this point. And I have a full wig. I have a suit, the whole thing. And I did this on Rob's podcast. It's so funny. I thought you knew this, but I
think
just.
Wait,
let me be
I think I did see as I was scrolling. I need to play it. That's amazing.
Yeah, so if the people want to see me be Kamala, let me be very clear, okay? They can follow me on TikTok, okay? Okay. Let me be very clear. We're not going back, okay? Do you remember what that was like? Okay. So, if people want to follow me, you can follow me on TikTok or Instagram at Tevin.M.Davis, YouTube at Tevin Davis, Facebook at Tevin Davis, and see all things Tevin and what Tevin is up to. So, thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for being here. And I hope this is first of more appearances. Yes. Now, if you are watching and listening still, please follow Black by Reality across all socials and stay tuned for more recaps. Bye.
Bye.
Bills piling up? CME can help you wrap up your debt into one simple, manageable signature loan with rates starting as low as 8.75% APR. Instead of juggling stacks of statements, let CME help you unwrap peace of mind this season. Federally insured by NCUA, APR means annual percentage rate. Terms apply. Subject to membership eligibility and approval. Visit cmefcu.org for additional details.